Look at the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going back to the dinim of Hotzah, when you have something that's less than a shear and you take it from one Rishus to the other. And this is something which the Mishnah had touched on at the beginning of this perek, and now we're going back to clarify the case where there was pachas mikashir in the food that was being contained by utensil. And the question is, if he's not chayav for carrying the food, maybe he's chayav for carrying the utensil. Hamotzi ochlin pachas mikashir bekli. So he's got a utensil, a receptacle, that's holding on to less than a grogeres. And he takes this combination of kli plus foodstuff out into Rishus HaRabim. Potter. Now, again, to say he's potter, this I understand. He's carrying food that's pachas mikrogeres. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is afala kli. Even though the kli itself would, in and of itself, let's say it was an empty kli and he had to relocate it, that would generate a chiyuv chatos. But here, the principle is shakli tfelolo, that the kli is considered like batel mevutel, it doesn't exist. Because the kli here is not what he's carrying. He's interested in carrying the food, just that he can't carry it unless it's in a kli. But the kli is only serving for the food. You know, this is kind of like the sugya at the end of Avodah Zarah, you know, when you have something that's made by a guy, and that kli needs tvila, v'taher. But what happens if you only use the kli to transport something? You don't eat from the kli. It's not a kli suda. It's only a kli that's being used because, let's say, I have a liquid substance. I have no way of transporting liquid unless I put it into a kli. The kli itself is not functioning as a kli suda. In any event, now the Mishnah says, Es hachai, let's say he's carrying out a human being, and he's not chayev, as we'll soon see, for carrying a human being because of the principle called hachai noseis atzmo, which means that the live person is helping in the carrying, he's also carrying his weight. So you're not chayev for that. And let's say b'mita, the person that you're carrying is in a bed or a kli or some sort of a couch, is potter afala mita shamita tfelulo. As far as the person himself, we have the p'tur of a chai nosias atzmo. You're not chai for carrying a chai, but at the same time he's carrying the bed which is inanimate, but we consider that bed to be tofel. So he's not chai for carrying the bed. However, es hames b'mita chayev. If he's carrying out a dead person in a couch, then he's chayev. And the reason why he's chayev is not because of the couch, but because of the corpse. The corpse itself is no longer chay noseis atzmo, and he's carrying out the corpse. Now this touches on a different sugya, which is called melacha shein tzricha legufa, meaning he's carrying the corpse, but not for the sake of relocating the corpse. He just wants to free his house of the corpse. The people in the house and the kelim in the house will be mekabel tumah, so he doesn't want anybody going into that house or any kelim coming into the house and being mekabel tumah. So he wants to make sure that the dead body is outside of the house. And this itself is a gemara called Malacha Sheinu Tzrich LeGufa. It seems that our Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that Malacha Sheinu Tzrich LeGufa is Chayev. Ukizayis min ames, ukizayis min anevela. Now what is the shear for Hotzas Hames? You don't have to carry the entire dead body, but you have to carry a kizayis worth of the flesh of the dead body, or in the case of an animal, a kizayis worth of the flesh of the dead body, of the animal. And these shiurim here in Hotzah have to do with tumah v'tara. Like, for example, what's the minimum amount of a corpse that would be metami tumas oil, it's a kezayis min ames. So presumably, if he wants to take the mess out, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moloch Shein Tzichu Gavus Chayev, so he'd want to get a kezayis min ames outside the oil, so it shouldn't be metami. Or for example, there's tumas nevela. How much of the nevela would be tame, and that's the amount that he wants to get rid of, take it out of the house. And that's called kezayis min nevela. When it comes to sheretz, it's kadasha. And that shear of kadasha, like this, like a lentil bean, and that's the shear for tumas sheretz. So in any event, in all these cases of hotzah, when do we say it's choshev enough that this hotzah generates a chiv chatos? That's when it would be choshev in tuma, and you would have the minimum amount that would be metame. Okay. Now finally, we have Rabbi Shimon Poter, and this would seem to be applicable to all the cases that we had over here, even a mess in a mitah. And the reason for that is he doesn't really need the malacha of hotzah. He's only trying to save himself from tumah and clear the house of a dovra metame. That's called the malach shein tzrich legufa, and Reb Shimon says yapot. Rashi has a shita, I think we've mentioned in the past, that a malacha shein tzrich legufa means a malacha shelav mirtzono ba'alav. In other words, if all things were equal, he wouldn't want to do this malacha. And here also, you know, he has a dover mitame. It's not that he wants to create a malacha, he has something creative. He's just trying to spare himself the tumah. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa with regard to a person who carries both ochlin and the kli that's holding on to the ochlin. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, hamotzi ochlin kishir. He has a full shear of a gogeres of ochlin im bekli chayav. In other words, if we add the kli, right, which means that he took out a size of a grogeres, right, that's kishir, and he was carrying the food inside a kli, imba kli. Is chayav ala ochlin upata ala kli. Now if we read this brisa just simply pshat, it makes no sense. I mean, the Bryce is saying that he's chayev in this case because he has a gogeres worth of ochlin. Why does the Bryce have to tell me something else, that he's potter on the kli? I mean, what difference does it make? Now, there is a possibility, as wild as it seems, to have at least a havamina, that you'd be chayev two chatos, because you have two full-fledged hotzos here. You have one hotzah on the food and another hotzah on the kli. And he has to bring two chatos for that. And therefore, the brisa went out of its way to tell me that we're going to apply the principle of betel here. There's no real serious direct hotzah on the kli. The kli is void compared and loses its identity compared to the ochel, because it's only there to serve the ochel. Therefore, he's put on the kli. But vimhaya kli tsarachlo, in addition, he uses the kli above and beyond transportation. He needs the kli for some other reason. Whatever he's going to use with the kli, then he's going to be chayev not only for the hotzas ha'oklin, but also for the hotzas ha'kli. Which might mean that in this case, he's going to have to bring two chatos, as we'll see in the Gemara later on. So the implication here, the upshot, is that you can be chayev two chatos for one avera, so to speak, one maisa avera, because in effect we view it as if he's carrying out both the ochlin and the kli. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina, if that be the case, then ochel shnei zesei chelebele machas, if he eats two zesim of chelev, so even though it's all one helem, you know, all one forgetfulness. He didn't know anything between one achil and the other, but he should be chayv shtayim. And the reason for this is because of a shita called sumchus in chulin daf pei beis. The Gemara is not sure about sumchus, but it could be according to sumchus. In a case where you repeat the same avera twice, behelim achas, then you actually have to bring two different chatos. And our brisa here would be, seem to be a, shall we say, a mirror image of that shita that you repeat the same avera twice, and you're chayev two different chatos, even though it was all behelim achas. I mean, this sort of undermines what we know based on the Mishnah in Krisus on Daf Yud Aleph and the way we accepted Laloch and the Ram Hilchos Shkogos, that if you repeat the same Aver twice, you only bring one Chatas as long as it was all Behelim Achas. But there is a possibility, and that's the Gemara attributes that to Sumchus, and now we see it here in our Braisa, that if you're carrying two things at once, the food and the receptacle, you're going to be chayv two separate chatos. Even though he's violating the same exact avera of otzah, and it's all clearly behelim achas. Omar Rav Sheshes, hocha b'maya skinon, what's the case here in this braisa, kigon, and here we're going to look on Kaf Tzadi Dalet Omen Aleph. Sheshogag al ha'ochlin ve'hezid al ha'kli. In other words, he didn't remember the Iser Hotzah as far as the ochlin is concerned. Maybe he thought that it's like Melech Sochel Nefshan Yontim, I don't know. And his hotzah, as far as the ochlin is concerned, is a shogig. But on the kli itself, he was mazed. He was very much aware of the fact that the Torah prohibits him from taking this kli from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. And the reason why he's chayav achatas here is because of the shogig. Now, what the Bryce is pointing out here is that if he, since he was mazed on the kli, if he needed the kli for whatever purpose to be out there, and therefore it's not batel, then he's chayv misa, or karis at the very least, for the hotzah sakli. And it's really fascinating that he has these two chiyuvim simultaneously based on one action. And therefore, when it says chayv afal akli in the sefer this brisa, he's not chayv a separate chatos, because again, he's repeating the same melechas hotzah behelim achas, but he's chayv b'mezid on the hotzah sakli. Which is really interesting. If, let's say, he had a hasra with regard to the kli in front of two edim, then he would be chayv both misa for the hotzos hakli, and at the same time chatos for hotzos ha'ochlin, on which he was shogeg. I mean, there's an issue here in Tosus here about kim lebe the rabbi mine. That's why not say that since he's getting misa, then he shouldn't be chayv the chatos. But it could be that, you know, in the case of a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv karbon as a mechaper, maybe we don't apply the principle of kim lebe the rabbi mine. Now, Tosus quotes the Rashbam that what's difficult here in this sugya is that the Braisa doesn't seem to be talking about a chiyuv misa, a chiyuv skila. Whenever we see the word chayav in a brisa, it implies, it's interpreted as a chiv chatos. And again, in this case, we're trying to avoid that like the plague. We don't want to say that he's chayav two chatos. So the Rashbam has a different girsa here. He has kigon sheshogag al hakelim vehizid al ha'ochlim, which he interprets to say the following, that there was no hasra on the ochlim. That makes him into a kind of a shogeg. And he's not going to be chayev neither skila nor chatos on the hotzas ha'ochlim. But as far as the Otzos HaKli, he was a Shogeg, and he's Chayv HaChatos. Then Tosus quotes the Ri. He doesn't like our Pshat, Rashi's Pshat. He doesn't like the Rashbam's Pshat either. Because we know that you're only Chayv HaChatos if you're Shov Min HaChit. And here, if he's amazed in one of them, because he realized that there is an Iser of Melechas Otzah that's prohibited, that's not called Shav Miyidiyasa. So the Rientosis interprets that we're talking about a case where he was mazed on the Hotzah Sakli with the Ochlim. And the only discussion that we have here in the Brisa is about a Chiyuv Skila. And that's what the Brisa establishes, that if a person carries Ochlim and he has the shear of Ochlin in a Kli, he's going to be Chayav Skila for the Otzasa Ochlin. So let's say they didn't give Masra on the Ochlin. No, I'm sorry, let's say they give Masra on the Ochlin. Then, even if they gave Masra on the Kli, and therefore he should be Chayav Skila on the Kli, since the Kli is Tafel to the Ochlin, he's not going to be Chayv Mis on the Kli. And then the Gemara is going to ask later on, but maybe he needs the Kli, and if he needs the Kli, he should be Chayv Skila for the Otzos HaKli. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, for Afal HaKli K'tani. The Braisa, in its language, Afal HaKli, indicates that we're talking about two different chiyuvim. It says chayev afal akli. So how can you tell me that he's a shogging on the ochlin and he's mazed on the kli, as if to say that that there are two different chiyuvim? So the word the emphasis here is on the word af. And that sounds like there are two chiyuvim of the same chat, of the same type. You know, to say that he's chayv chatos and misa and then say af, that doesn't make any sense. Elam Rav Ashi, we're talking about a case of shogeg, behotza also, whether it's on the ochlin or on the kli. And if somebody does many surim and many violations with shogeg el machas, he only brings one chatos. But that's only in a case when he finds out about all the violations together, Vavasachas. This Braisa is discussing a case, Kigon, Sheshogag, Bazeu, Bazevenodolo, Vechaza Venodolo. He violates two Isurim, and they were both Behelamachas, but he only finds out about one of them. And then later he finds out about the other one. And that really is an old machlokas that we had back on, what was it, Ayin Beis? No, actually Ayin Aleph. B'plukta de Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yedios Machalkos, so even though he did two Isurim, Be'eli Machas, he has to bring two Chatos, because he found out about each individual violation separately. And Reish Lakish holds that there's no such thing as Yedios Machalkos as far as Chiyuvei Chatos is concerned, and even in this case, he brings one Chatos for all his violations, despite the fact that he found out about them in sequence. Rav Ashi holds that we can interpret the Brice as if it reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there's such a thing as Chiluk Yedios. And in this case, since he found out separately about the Ochlin and the Kli, both of which he carried out inadvertently, unintentionally, then he's going to have to bring two Chatos because of the principle of Rabbi Yochanan of Chiluk Yedios, Mechalkos Chiyuvei Chatos. So the implication here of Rav Ashi is that had he found out about both the Kli and the Ochlim simultaneously, he would only bring one Chatos. Here we're going according to Rabbi Yochanan, since he found out with two Yedios, therefore Yedios Machalkos, and he would have to bring, and he has to bring two Chatos. Enochinami, if you go like Reish Lakish, then In such a case, he could patter up both chiyuvei chatos with one single chatos, even though it was nodala b'intayim al echad min ha'isurim. But Rav Ashi here is going to claim that this brisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that yedios mechalkos, and therefore he brings two separate chatos. Rashi says explicitly that the reason why Rav Sheshes, the previous opinion in the Gemara, did not accept this updike, this interpretation of the Braisa, is because Rav Sheshes actually holds a Reish Lakish that ain't a yedios mechalkos. And we're looking for a case in which the Braisa seems to indicate that it be chayv both for the Ochlin and for the Kli as two separate chatos. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a motzi asachai b'mita poter afal amita lema masnisin Rabbi Nosson hi v'lo Rabbana. We should assume, the Gemara says, that our Mishnah reflects the shita Rabbi Nosson in his machlokas against Rabbana Desanya, as we learned in the Braisa. Hamotzi behema chayav v'of l'shus harabim bein chayin bein shchutim chayav. Rabbi Nosson omer al shchutim chayav Valachayim poter, shachay nose es atzmo. So our Mishnah seems to accept the shita of Rabbi Nosson, namely hachay nose es atzmo, and that's why Rabbi Nosson would say that if you're talking about carrying a dead animal, a nevela, then el chinami be chayah for that. But if the animal is alive, whether it's a behema, a chay, or an oaf, carrying it from Rishus HaYoch, the Rishus Rab would not generate a chiyuv chatos, because Rabbi Nosson holds that a chay nosi is atzmo. Now, the Rabbanon say that with regard to behema, we don't apply the principle of a chay nosi is atzmo. Now, where do we see in our Mishnah any stira to that? The Mishnah mentions the case of a mes b'mita and gives you various shiurim of kezais min ames, etc. Even though the Mishnah doesn't mention a word about behemos, but the premise of this Gemara of Leim Masnisin Rabbi Nosson hi is that the Machlokas Shin Rabbanon and Rabbi Nosson indicated in this Braisa would apply both to live, to human beings, and to animals. Rabbi Nosson's chiddush that achai nosi es atzmo applies to both. And if that be the case that applies to both, we understand very well why our Mishnah says that amotzi es achai b'mito potur. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, don't seem to have accepted, as far as we know, the principle of achai nosi es atzmo. So why should the person who's carrying another human being out into Rosh Hashanah be potter? So Rava says, I feel Tamer Rabbanon also accept the principle of Achai Nosi Esatz when he's potter. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanon al leid Rabbi Nosson el bibehem Achai v'yof. And the Machlokas now becomes whether Achai Nosi Esatz applies to these various categories of animals, whether it's behemos, achayos, or an oaf. And the reason why Achai Nosi Es Atzmo, according to Chachomim, against Rabbi Nosson, does not apply to animals, is because the Misharbetei Nafshayhu, they are putting up resistance, so that they are not helping the person who's carrying the animal. On the contrary, they're making it more difficult, more heavy, so to speak. They're adding weight, because they're pulling back. You know, you want to get the animal to move, and the animal's pulling back. You want to carry the animal, the animal is dead, 4 feet planted on the ground. Move me. So you don't say chai nosi es atzmo. The whole point of the patur of chai nosi es atzmo is that the chai is helping out the motzi, or whatever the case may be, in which you're carrying something alive, and you're not really doing your own solo effort. The chai is also helping you out, but not in the case of animals. And therefore, well, Adam chai, there's no machlokas about a case of a living human being, the noseis atzmo, because he is presumably, instead of resisting, he's shifting his weight, he's helping the carrier to carry, make it more easy to carry, and therefore it's not really a full-fledged hotzah. Is there fafilu modu, afilu rabbanan modu, they agree that, as our Mishnah formulates it, if you carry a human being that's alive, you're patur. Chaynosis atzma applies to human beings, not to animals, but to human beings. Wait a second. Rava, are you correct? Ben Besera Vatsnan, we have a Mishnah in Masecht Psachim that Ben Besera Matir Besus, that Ben Besera says that you're allowed to sell an animal to a non-Jew in the case of a sus. Now, it's normally the Rabbanan made an Issur of selling animals that carry burdens like cows and donkeys and mules and so forth to Gentiles, to non-Jews, because he's afraid that if he's allowed to engage in selling animals to goyim, then he might lend or rent them as well. Sometimes he sells them, sometimes he lends them or rents them. Now we have a Shabbos problem, because when the Shabbos comes around and this guy who's renting so and so's animal is going to perform labor on Shabbos, the animal is owned by the Jew, it's just rented out to the guy, it would be a situation which the Jew is transgressing the Avera of Laman Yonuach, that requires that he keep his animals in a resting position over Shabbos. What happens when a Jew rents out an animal to perform labor on behalf of the non-Jewish renter on Shabbos? Well, the Yisrael owns the animal, and now there's a violation of Meleches Behemto, right? He's Mitzuman Shvisas Behemto. Comes along this price in the name of Meseir, and is mat in the case of a horse. Why is this no problem in the case of a horse? Mibneshu ose bo melacha she'en chayoven oleh chatas. If the non-Jew is riding the horse, and you might say, therefore, he's carrying it out from Rishus HaYochin into Rishus HaRabim, no, there's no chi of chatas. And the reason for that is because horses carry human beings. A horse is not generally used for this kind of malacha that would be prohibited on Shabbos, because carrying human beings, what kicks in that case is a chai nosias atzma. So what are you going to tell me? I can't sell a horse to a guy because the guy might ride the horse. Well, if the guy rides the horse, then the horse, is not considered to be violating Menucha Shabbos because of a chai nosias atzma. Right? The horse is carrying its rider out to Rishus HaRabim, but that's not a case where you'd be chayav. So therefore, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, now this is crucial, Rabbi Yochanan adds a comment on this Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Ben Beseira, Rabbi Nosson, Omru Dover Echad. It means that Ben Beseira's ruling that we see here in this Brisa, that there's no problem with renting out or selling a horse to a guy, because even in the worst case scenario, if the horse will ride on Shabbos and carry its rider, then we apply the principle of Hachai Nosias Atzmo. That's exactly what Rabbi Nosson said in the case of an animal. But you see clearly, and that's what Rav Ada Barav is trying to point out, that the whole issue here revolves around animals. If you're going to tell me that Rabbanan also accept the principle of Hachai Nosias Atzmo in the case of a human being, Delo Pligi Rabbanan Alei De Rabbi Nosson El Bebeim Hachai Ve'of, they present a resistance. But now we get to the case of a human being. And with regard to a human being, we say, even according to Rabbana Chaynosis Atzmo, so then we don't understand the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is identifying this brisa of Ben Beseira with the sheet of Rabbi Nosson. Why? What does it have to do with Rabbi Nosson? Even Koit Chachom Achai Nosi is Asper in the case of a human being. So when the horse is carrying a human being, that's not considered a malacha, in quotation marks. There's no malacha of Hotzaiah, because the person that he's carrying, the human being that he's carrying, is helping, he's aiding in the process of Hotzah. That's called Achai Nosi is Atzmo. So therefore, according to this brice of Ben Becerra, the way Rabbi Yochanan embellishes this price, so Rav Adi Bar Rav is claiming that there must be a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Nosson, even as far as a human being is concerned. The Chachamim completely rejected the principle of Achai Nosi Es Atzmo. And if that be the case, when we go back to the price of Ben Becerra, we have to interpret this price of Ben Becerra according to Rabbi Nosson, that when the animal is being ridden, right? If the animal is carrying a rider, then we don't apply the principle of hotzah, meaning of malacha of an animal, right? Shvisas, it doesn't in any way undermine shvisas behemto. And the reason for that is because we're going like Rabbi Nosson, that achai nosi es atzmo. And again, the word achai in this context is referring to the human being. Let's not get confused, right? We're saying that he sold a horse to a guy. The guy is riding the horse. The horse is doing malacha of hotzah because he's carrying out the rider. And Ben Becerra allows this to go on. Go ahead and sell your animal to your horse to a guy. And there's no violation of aleches behemto. And that only makes sense if we accept Rabbi Nosson that Achai Nosi Es Atzmo applies. So the horse is not really carrying the human being. The human being is carrying himself. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when it comes to human beings, even the Rabbanan agreed Achai Nosi Es Atzmo, why did you feel compelled to identify this brisa with Rabbi Nosson? And he answers, Ki ka omar Rabbi Yochanan besus hamiyuchad liofos, when Rabbi Yochanan made this comment that Ben Becerra in our brisa should be identified with Rabbi Nosson, he was only referring to the case of a horse that was designated for carrying birds. And this is permissible for that kind of a horse, which is called sus hamiyuchad liofos. And since it's miyuchad liofos, then you're allowed to sell such a horse that's designated exclusively for carrying ofos. And Ben Becerra allows it, and he must be following the sheet of Rabbi Nosson. He can't be following the sheet of the Chachamim, because according to Chachamim, we don't apply the principle of Achai Nosi Es Atzmo to animals and not to birds. And now, in the case of the bird, the horse is carrying the bird. So then that's a Maleches Hotzah, meaning then you undermine the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemto. And we could only work this out according to Rabbi Nosson, that the bird is holding, is encouraging or participating, aiding, whatever word you want to use, in the process of Hotzah, because Achai Nosi Es Atzmo, even as far as animals are concerned. So we want to know if the bird itself is Nosi Es Atzmo, and the Gemara thinks that would be Tolui, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's point on the Machlok Shrin, Rabbi Nosson the Chachom. So Gemara asks, Umi, Kasusam Yuchali Ofos? You know, sort of like on the side, is there such a thing that you have a horse that's designated for carrying birds? So where it says in Ika Deve Vaidon. These are the horses of bird hunters. They're specifically trained to hunt down birds and to carry birds. And there is such an entity. And the hunters would use these sparrows and other kinds of birds of prey to capture other birds. And these birds that were very valuable to the trappers, they would get a tramp, on the back of a horse. So the horses were trained to carry these birds. Fine. And now the birds are on top of the horse. On Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara now analyzes Rabbi Nosson, who says that even with regard to an animal, we apply the principle of Achai Nosi Asatzmo. Rabbi Yochanan Mode, Rabbi Nosson Bekofus. If you tie down a creature with ropes, his legs are tied, or whole legs are tied, that is Mafkia, the din of Achai Nosi Asatzmo. And therefore it becomes like a piece of inanimate object that you carry. And you chayv mishumotza. So the Gemara now has a question on this. Omole Rav Ado Bar Masnal Abayva Hani Parsoi, the Persians, Kiman Dechfisei Domu. Apparently the Persians were Halzach in Groysen, as we say in Yiddish. They thought very highly of themselves. And they would move, you know, very slowly. Their pace was very slow, very weighty, as if to say. And Kimanda Kfise Domi, you know, they're not going to help anything to move. On the contrary, they'll resist any kind of movement. So the Persians, when they would ride, they would wear these kind of very special clothing that would restrict their movement, and that would slow them down. So you can't say that Chai Nosi Asatzmo, that they're aiding in Hotzah, in this case, is therefore, where did I lose here? I'm sorry. Yeah. Is therefore, since it's Commander Kofus Domi, then in that case, you would be Chayev. It's as if you were carrying up somebody who was tied down, or an animal that was tied up. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Besei Rabbi Nosson, Amru Dover Echad. So it seems that Rabbi Nosson also holds that there's no malacha involved in carrying a bound creature, kafus. And therefore, the Gemara is bothered. Rabbi Yochanan said, Umode Rabbi Nosson bekafus. And now we're talking about Hani Parsoi, and that's Kiman de Kafus Dummy. Then Ben Mesera holds that there's no malacha involved in carrying even a tied up creature. Ben Mesera is matir selling horses even to Persians, and that would prove that Ben Mesera holds that even in the case of a kofus, even in case of something tied up, we still apply the principle of Chai Nosi Asatzmo. How do you reconcile that with Rabbi Nosson, who says that Hachai Nosi Asatzmo is only applicable to a case where it's not kofus, and identify Rabbi Nosson with Ben Becerra when Ben Becerra holds that there's a distinction between that even in the case of a tied up animal, or in this case a tied up human being, you still apply the principle of Achai Nosi Asatzmo. So our answer is Hasam. We're not going to consider the Persians as Achai Eino Nosi Asatzmo. Why? Because Ramos Rucho who did knock it, who, even though they have a certain element of arrogance, and that's why they ride very slowly, and I'll prove it to you, Dahu Pardashcha De Rosach, Malka Iluye. There was once a case of a Persian officer, and the king was angry at him. And he picked up, I guess, his cloak, and he got onto the, you know, and he started running away from the king, who was angry at him. And Veroy Tolosa Parsi Bikari, with his own feet, he was able to run three parsos. So you see that even a Persian, you could still apply the principle of Achai Nose Es Atzmo. Now, in the Mishnah it says, Es hames b'mita chayov, v'chein kezayis min hames. So, Omer Abba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'yomer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Shimon Lakish, poter hoy Rabbi Shimon, here we're turning to Tzadi Dalet Amin Beis, af b'motzi es hames l'kovro. So, this is a very profound sugi of motzi es hames l'kovro, and Bli Neder, Tzadi Dalet Amin Beis, on the top of the Amid, will cover in the next sheet.